Madam President, we do not know how better we can declare his wonders, his glory in our time than to make very definite plans for our organization. And so we come today to launch the Baptist Third Jubilee, a year of history to be made. Usually we think of history as the account of events which have taken place. True it is that events which are recorded under the label of history are past events, viewed in retrospect and given according to the historian's evaluation their rightful places in the record of time. Some of these events have resulted from surprise moves. More of the significant ones have resulted from years of careful planning, or diligent work, or courageous endeavor. These more brilliant chapters of history have been made ahead of time. And so it is we plan to make the third Jubilee year a brilliant chapter in all Baptist history by careful planning and by 5 years of diligent work and courageous endeavor. The parts of the symbol are ancient in their origin and deep in their meaning. Jubilee. In Leviticus, we read of the exalted year, the 50th year, announced by the sound of trumpets, observed by the liberation of the oppressed, known as the Jubilee year. The year toward which we are looking is not the 50th, but the 150th anniversary of the founding of organized Baptist work on the continent of North America. That first convention, known as the Triennial Convention, was organized in Philadelphia with Luther Rice, one of the leading figures in its establishment. The torch, which forms the background of the symbol, antedates written history by thousands of centuries. It is a symbol of light, the bell, a symbol of liberty. The history of bells has been varied. While bells have summoned soldiers to arms and have signaled laborers to relinquish their tools, they are more closely identified with religious and historical events. Interestingly enough, of bells before the Christian era, there is no trustworthy evidence. The link between the historic and the religious is readily seen in the Liberty Bell, rung on the occasion of the proclamation of the Declaration of Independence. That bell, in the same city which gave birth to the Triennial Convention, pealed forth its message of liberty for all. And significantly, the inscription on it are words from this same passage in Leviticus, which establishes the Jubilee year. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. We as Baptist people on the continent of North America are soon to enter upon a 5-year period leading up to our Jubilee year. This period we have designated as the third Jubilee advance for liberty and light, a period in which we, by more careful planning and more effective witnessing, shall proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants. The liberty which is ours in Christ Jesus and which brings light to our pathways. The liberty which non-Christians can find only in Him and without which they cannot have light. The Third Jubilee Advance is a movement in which 7 major Baptist bodies on the North American continent are cooperating to reach all the people of this land with the full force of our Christian witness. It is an attempt on the part of Baptists of the United States and Canada to see together the gigantic task before us. It is not a movement toward organic union, but a program focusing the efforts of Baptists on common goals and objectives which each participating body can achieve within the framework of its own organization. Southern Baptists have been at work as their various boards and organizations have been working out 5-year goals, all of which fit together to make the Southern Baptist program of the third Jubilee Advance. In each of these years, there is to be a specific emphasis, not necessarily new, but coming before us with new appeal as we see it in the context of the Jubilee plans. The Woman's Missionary Union Executive Board adopted goals which we are launching today and which will become our working pattern tomorrow. The year 1958 has been designated as a year of prayer in preparation for the year of Jubilee. June 1st has been named the day of prayer for all of our churches in the seven denominations and for us as individuals. It was on the suggestion of our president that Women's Missionary Union elected to declare the entire Jubilee Advance period an era of prayer. In the meeting of the WMU Committee on Jubilee Advance Goals, she expressed her earnest conviction that any worthwhile advance will come only as a result of an undergirding of all we do with prayer. The committee, and subsequently the executive board, recognizing our dependence upon God and also our great need in these busy and troublous times to calm ourselves through regular intercessory prayer, voted not only to approach the five-year period with prayer, but to declare the entire period an era of prayer. Now let us look at the years and their special emphases. 1958-59 Christian Witnessing, 1959-60 Leadership Training, 1960-61 Sharing Possessions, 1961-62 Church Extension, 1962-63 World Missions, 1963-64 Baptist Third Jubilee. We have set 10 general goals toward which we are working throughout the five-year period. The first of these brings us to look at the ratio of our organizations to the churches of our convention. There are more than 30,000 churches in the Southern Baptist Convention, but there are not WMU organizations in all of these churches. With 9,050 not now reporting that they have WMU work, and with churches increasing in number week by week, we have set as our Jubilee goal a net gain of 5,000 churches with WMU organizations. The associational WMUs will need to set goals for starting WMU work in churches in the association where none exist. Our desire for these churches and their need is for a graded Women's Missionary Union, providing missionary education for all ages in the church. Reaching into these churches with an organization will be a start toward this. Only as we enlist in our organization children, young people, and adults, are we able to fulfill our purpose of promoting missions. We have set as one of our five-year goals a net gain of 375,000 members. Already, you may be asking yourselves if this is a high goal. It is higher than our accomplishments in past years. If it were not, it would not be a goal, for a goal is something to strive for. But it is an attainable goal. The next four general goals have to do with our material possessions and our responsibility as stewards. Southern Baptist's regular financial plan is the cooperative program. Members of the churches which support the cooperative program have the joy of knowing that week by week, as they give through their churches, a portion of all they give is going to the support of state mission causes and on beyond to support foreign missions, home missions, and all other work in which Southern Baptists are engaged. Many of them are unaware that percentage-wise, our giving to causes supported by the Southern Baptist Convention is at depression level. In 1920, when the 75 million campaign reached its height, 40 5/10% of the total gifts from the churches went to missions. That was before the inauguration of the cooperative program. In the depth of the Depression in 1934, Southern Baptists dropped in their missionary giving to 17 2/10%. And today, with our increased millions, we are percentage-wise still at Depression level, giving only 17 5/10% undesignated to these causes. Some may argue that we are giving more. That's true. And it is likewise true by the same logic that we are spending proportionately more in our churches. Recognizing that Southern Baptists have done better in the past and can do better in the future, we have set as our annual goal to support the Southern Baptist Convention program to increase gifts through the cooperative program. The teaching concerning tithing has always been a part of the stewardship program of Women's Missionary Union. It holds a vital place in the union's emphasis on stewardship of possessions today. Our general goal is for an increased number of tithers each year. Surely our hearts rejoice as we see how God has blessed our efforts through the week of prayer and their accompanying offerings. Prayers of gratitude have been uttered by Baptist nationals and by missionaries of our convention in 38 countries around the world over the $6,121,585.14 offering to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering this past year. Today we are looking 5 years ahead. Before doing so, let us look back 5 years when the Lottie Moon Christmas offering amounted to $302,554. In these 5 years, there has been an increase of $2,519,031 to the amount of the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Our general goal is for an increased Lottie Moon Christmas offering. While grateful for the Annie Armstrong offering of $1,741,859, which is the largest to date, we are disappointed over our failure to reach our $2 million goal. The offering this year to date as of May 14 was $1,432,370.61. And as the Home Mission Board books are not closed until December 31st, there is yet time for money to come through from the churches. Our five-year goal for the Annie Armstrong offering is the same as for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, an increased Annie Armstrong offering each year. Our program for missions is brought to the individual members of WMS, YWA, and GA through the organizational magazines, Royal Service, The Window of YWA, TEL. The Sunbeam Band program is given to the leaders of Sunbeam Band children in their own magazine, Sunbeam Activities. We can only hope to enlist fully those who have access to the material. A person may participate in a program by having a part handed to her which has been clipped from another's magazine, but that person does not participate to the full. She does not know what is to come before her part or what is to come after it. Therefore, she cannot participate with understanding. Where she lacks understanding herself, she is not likely to give understanding to others. And so the program material is important, but the program material is only one feature of the magazines. Those who do not have the material, the magazines, miss all of the benefits not brought out in the program material, the missionary stories and the articles and the other features of interest to the various age groups. Missionaries count on our prayers. Those in our midst testify to that. Every member needs her own magazine so she can use the missionary calendar of prayer daily. This will not only strengthen the missionary's witness, but it will strengthen the spiritual life of the member. Being convinced that every member needs to have access to and use daily her magazine, we have set as our magazine goal subscriptions to each monthly magazine equaling 75% of the members of the respective organization. Earlier, it has been stated that the Third Jubilee Advance is a movement. Within this movement, there is another movement, the 30,000 movement. 2 years ago, when the convention met in Kansas City, Dr. C.C. Warren, then president of the convention, threw out the challenge to Southern Baptists to double the number of churches by establishing 30,000 more churches and missions by the Jubilee year. The convention answered that challenge by accepting the challenge, and today the 30,000 movement is an important part of the Southern Baptist plan for the Jubilee Advance. The states are asked to accept goals for churches and missions. The associations are expected to stimulate their extension work by having a missions committee which will survey the territory of the association, recommend the establishing of missions in places where they are most needed, and enlist the sponsorship of churches for these missions. Two pertinent slogans have been suggested as aids in the accomplishment of the organizations of these churches and missions. Every association with a missions committee. Every church with a missions committee. Our WMU goal is to support the SBC program to organize 30,000 churches and missions. Much of what we have been doing in community missions program will be, if sustained, counted as maintaining a mission. every woman in Women's Missionary Union should memorize the definition of a mission: where two or more people are sent from the church at regular intervals to teach or preach the Word of God, a mission is organized. Through the years, some women have gone to various places regularly to teach the Word of God. More can and will if encouraged to do so. Wherever this is done, the church can report a mission established or maintained. Under our aims for advancement, it is possible but not easy for a WMU to attain honor recognition. Mrs. McMurray told you this morning the requirements for being an honor Woman's Missionary Union. The few who achieved that recognition this year are listed in your book of reports. Our goal for the next 5 years is an increased number of honor Woman's Missionary Unions. The last of the general goals is feature emphases in annual meetings and summer conferences. Each year at the annual meeting and in our conferences at Ridgecrest and Glorieta, the emphasis of the year will be presented, thus keeping before Women's Missionary Union our part in the third Jubilee advance. States can likewise pick up the emphases year by year, and associations can bring them down to the organizations in the churches. Now you see before you the 10 goals for the 5-year period. The big question is how to achieve these goals. Whereas our general goal for the 5-year period is a net gain of 5,000 churches with WMU organizations, our goal for each year will be a net gain of 1,000 churches with WMU organizations. This cannot be divided by the 25 state unions, for the potential in these 25 varies. But you can see that we can reach the goal if there is an average of 40 churches to each of the 25 unions. A net gain of 40 may sound large until you divide that number by the number of associations in your state. And as I've said, the goal cannot be divided evenly. The states with 700, 800, or 900 churches with no WMU work will have to accept a greater portion of this goal than the states that already have WMU work in nearly all of the churches in their conventions. In order to reach our 5-year goal of a net gain of 375,000 members, we have only to have a net gain of 75,000 each year. This will require better enlistment efforts than we have been employing in the past 2 or 3 years. A year ago, we reported a net gain of only 29,000 members. That was our lowest gain for many years. This year, we report double that number, with a net gain of 58,000 members. But in 1954, we reported 72,000 members. So you can see, in another year, we have come very close to enlisting members equal in number to our goal for next year, with more members to work at the enlistment task than we had in 1954, and with a greatly expanded territory, we should be able to reach our goal of a net gain of 75,000 members a year. Our general cooperative program goal is to support the Southern Baptist Convention program to increase gifts through the cooperative program. The Southern Baptist program is the 2+ program. People will have no difficulty in understanding this program. It is as simple as this. If you do not already know, ask what portion of your church's budget goes as undesignated gifts through the cooperative program. Whatever that percentage is, your church is asked to increase it by 2% next year and 2% the following year, and so on throughout the 5-year period. Whereas our general goal is for an increased number of tithers, it is our hope and recommendation that states and associations will set definite number goals, which will result in a greatly increased number of tithers. Definite plans have been devised for increasing the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and the Annie Armstrong offering. The goal is an increase of 11% in the 1958 Lottie Moon Christmas offering and in the 1959 Annie Armstrong offering. A 12% increase the next year, 13% the next year, 14% the next year, and 15% in 1963-64. These goals are not out of line when you look at the records. The percentage increases in the Lottie Moon Christmas offering during the past 5 years are approximately 10% for 2 years, 13% for 1 year, nearly 17% for 2 years. The increases in the Annie Armstrong offering have been from 4%, a low, in 1 year, to 8%, 10%, 13%, and up to 25%. The goals for the next 5 years are not out of line with our past performance. For years, we had a subscription goal of a 5% increase in subscriptions to our magazines. With the adoption of the Aims for Advancement, we voted a basic objective of the number of subscriptions to the magazine equaling one half the membership of the organization. This is a minimum goal, and one that we recognize does not adequately meet the needs of our members. Many states have exceeded this percentage with one or more of the magazines. Thus, we have reached the 50% level. Those who have reached the 50% level by September the 30th of this year will have only the usual 5% to add to achieve next year's goal. And so we shall work to have 55% subscribing next year, 60% the next, 65% the next, 70% the next, and 75% by 1963. When we remember that a portion of the first stated purpose of Woman's Missionary Union was to distribute missionary information, we realize that it is still our aim, and that we can do it only as we are able to get our magazines into the hands and homes of our members. How are we going to get these 30,000 churches and missions established? Each year, the state conventions will set goals, and at the end of each year, there will be an accounting of churches plus missions. Remember that much of the work which we do in our community missions program will be recognized as a mission if it is a sustained program. Some of these missions will be constituted as churches before the end of the 5-year period. It is hoped that at least 10,000 of them will be. Each state and each association will want to set a goal for Honor Woman's Missionary Union and will want to give recognition to each Honor Union. And so you see the working pattern for the general goals broken down year by year. Now there comes another question. What can you in local societies and as leaders of youth organizations do? How can you in local women's missionary unions help to achieve the anniversary goals? You can elect in your association and in your church a Jubilee chairman who will assist the president and all of the other officers and counselors of youth in keeping before all of the members the goals of the Jubilee. For yourself, you can make this period an era of prayer. And you can use your influence to have your associational Women's Missionary Union and your church union make it an era of prayer. You can assist the associational WMU in starting WMU organizations in churches where none exist, or in helping to complete a graded Women's Missionary Union in churches where a part of the program is now in existence. You can set a membership goal that will be a challenge to the women and the young people in your church. You can remember that you are members of the church, and as such, you have a voice in the church budget. You can use your influence to get your church to lift by 2% the undesignated gifts to the cooperative program. You can look at your record of tithers and set a higher goal for each succeeding year. You can adopt offering goals in line with those adopted for the convention-wide Women's Missionary Union, at least an 11% increase next year, 12% the next, 13 the next, 14 the next, and 15% in the last of the 5 years. You can set your magazine goals no lower than 55% subscribing next year, 60% subscribing the next, and so on until 75% will be your goal by 1963. You can cooperate with your church in establishing missions. You can go further. You can encourage your church to establish a mission or missions. You can use your influence toward leading your church Woman's Missionary Union to work toward being an Honor Woman's Missionary Union each year. In these ways, you can help achieve the general goals as you work in your local Women's Missionary Society, YWGA, and so forth. 1958-59. This is the year which begins this very next October. It is the year which our denomination and other participating denominations are giving emphasis to Christian witnessing. We shall want to make it a year of prayer. Prayer for the efforts which will be made in all of the denominations to win the lost. Prayer for the Evangelism Department of the Home Mission Board. Prayer for our state secretaries of evangelism. Prayer for our churches. Prayer for our community missions committees as they organize WMU members to do more effective witnessing. Prayer for ourselves that each in her own way, in her own community, may develop into a more stalwart Christian witness. Our community missions emphasis fits right in. Whereas for the past several years we have had two annual emphases, we have chosen for this next year just one emphasis, soul winning. We have done this in an effort to get all of our members to recognize that the heart of community missions is soul winning, and to get our members to give full strength to the support of the church's soul winning visitation program. The community missions chairman should work closely with the pastor or the church committee planning for church visitation. The soul winning visitation program of Women's Missionary Union should not be simply a pre-revival visitation. It should be a program of visitation which is regular throughout the year. The strength of a soul-winning visitation program is that no person needs necessarily wait on another, or no two who are willing to go out together to visit the lost need to wait on the whole circle, or on the whole society, or even on the church committee. As individuals, we can carry out the commission to witness and to make disciples. The evangelism emphasis of the Southern Baptist Convention has been planned by the Evangelism Department of the Home Mission Board. The New Year's Eve watch party in the churches will be for the purpose of praying in the new year and making it a year of evangelism. The first Sunday in January will be the soul-winning commitment day in the churches, at which time our pastors are to lead members to commit themselves to an effort to win lost people during the year. During the period just prior to the revival meetings in the churches, the members of Women's Missionary Union will be asked to visit these prospects. Prayer meetings in the homes are planned, the homes to be arranged by members of Women's Missionary Union. All during the year, Women's Missionary Union will be studying and working at evangelism. We have as one of our goals to release during the year a new book, Christian Witnessing, which will support our 1958-59 emphasis and will become one of the permanent books on our aims for advancement. These are our special emphases for 1958-59, 1959-60, a year of leadership training. One of the special things we shall do in 1959-60, we shall make it a year of prayer, this time the emphasis being on leadership training. Plans are being made for additional materials to be released, whereby we can, in the fall of 1959, launch a four-year leadership training program, which will greatly strengthen our program of leadership training, the training of leaders for Women's Missionary Society, the training of leaders for circles, and for youth organizations. New plans will be available by the fall of 1959 for leadership training to be undertaken in class study. This plan of study will be undertaken on the state level, the associational level, and on the church level where there are sufficient number of leaders to make up a class. Where this class study is not offered, individuals may continue to get leadership training through correspondence courses, which may be obtained from the Birmingham headquarters. Then there will be leadership training conferences on the associational, state, and convention-wide levels, such as those that are held at Ridgecrest and at Glorieta. Some states will follow the workshop idea, which plan has been used effectively in many places during the past years. A team from our Birmingham staff has gone into 16 states and is scheduled to go into 8 more in the fall of 1958. Our program will continue throughout the 5 years and on. During 1959-60, we expect to release two books needed for leadership training. One is the a study course book on Women's Missionary Union, which can be used in church study, associational classes, seminary classes, and should be mastered by every leader in any phase of Women's Missionary Union work. Since one of the major emphases in leadership training in Women's Missionary Union has always been the training of counselors and leaders of youth, we thought it appropriate that in this year of emphasis on leadership training, we produce and promote the study of the book, Educating Youth in Missions. And so another year goes, and we come to the year 1960-61. Here again, we must remind ourselves and all of our members that we are to make it a year of prayer. This time, our prayer undergirding the emphasis, sharing possessions. You are familiar with our teaching regarding our possessions, that all that we have is ours as a gift from God, and that we are responsible to Him not only for the tithe, but for the wise use of the 9/10 as well. This teaching will be expressed in all of the materials we publish for use during the year of emphasis. A stewardship play will be produced, which can be used in associational meetings and also in church meetings. A book, Sharing Possessions, which we will produce and promote for study among women and young people. In this stewardship year, we shall give particular stress to the enlisting of tithers, asking the states, the associations, and the church unions to set worthy goals. In this year, we shall, through articles in our magazines and through other media, help our members to become even more conscious of the convention's 2+ plan, outlined in a leaflet which has been made available for you today and may be secured from the ushers as you leave this music hall. These leaflets, published by the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, are available from the state mission offices. In this year, when we are giving special emphasis to stewardship of our possessions, we shall undergird with prayer and give special emphasis to our Lottie Moon Christmas offering and also to our Annie Armstrong offering. This will be the 13% year, a percentage increase no greater than we have realized in the Lottie Moon Christmas offering in the past 5 years. During these years ahead, we shall call upon our members to be equally faithful in praying for the needs in our homeland and in giving equal strength to promotion of the Annie Armstrong offering.